our service on this, the 12th Sunday after Pentecost. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose steadfast love is everlasting, whose faithfulness endures from generation to generation. Amen. Trusting in the mercy of God, let us confess our sin. Reconciling God, we confess that we do not trust your abundance and we deny your presence in our lives. We place our hope in ourselves and rely on our own efforts. We fail to believe that you provide enough for all. We abuse your good creation for our own benefit. We fear difference and do not welcome others as you have welcomed us. We sin in thought, word, and deed. By your grace, forgive us. Through your love, renew us. And in your spirit, lead us, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life. Amen. Beloved of God, by the radical abundance of divine mercy, we have peace with God through Christ Jesus, through whom we have obtained grace upon grace. Our sins are forgiven. Let us live now in hope. For hope does not disappoint, because God's love has been poured into our hearts. En el nombre del Padre, y del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo. Amen. The opening hymn is, O Sing to God Above. La gracia de nuestro Señor Jesucristo, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, el amor de Dios, the love of God, y la comunión del Espíritu Santo sean con todos ustedes, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you, y también contigo. And now let us pray together. O God, with all your faithful followers of every age, we praise you, the rock of our life. Be our strong foundation and form us into the body of your Son, that we may gladly minister to all the world through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. We now turn our hearts and our minds to Scripture. The first reading is a reading from Romans. So here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what He wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. I'm speaking to you out of deep gratitude for all that God has given me, and especially as I have responsibilities in relation to you. Living then, as every one of you does, in pure grace, do not misinterpret yourselves as people who are bringing this goodness to God. No, God brings it all to you. The only accurate way to understand ourselves is by what God is and by what He does for us, not by what we are and what we do for Him. In this way, we are the various parts of a human body. Each part gets its meaning from the body as a whole, not the other way around. The body we're talking about is Christ's body of chosen people. Each of us finds our meaning and function as part of His body. But as a chopped finger or cut off toe, we wouldn't amount to much, would we? So since we find ourselves fashioned into all these excellently formed and marvelously functioning parts in Christ's body, let's just go ahead and be what we were made to be, without enviously or pridefully comparing ourselves with each other, or trying to be something we aren't. If you preach, just preach God's message, nothing else. If you help, just help. Don't take over. If you teach, stick to your teaching. If you give encouraging guidance, be careful that you don't get bossy. If you're put in charge, don't manipulate. If you're called to give aid to people in distress, keep your eyes open and be quick to respond. If you work with the disadvantaged, don't let yourself get irritated with them or depressed by them. Keep a smile on your face. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. At this time is our children's sermon. Welcome, kids. If you can unmute yourself so I can hear your beautiful voices and see your beautiful faces.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, I don't know if all of you could see, but I see that there is a very new baby in our midst. Where are the Foreman clan?
Well, the Foreman clan is just mom and dad and Nora right now.
Oh, what a blessing. Oh, there's sweet Nora. Blessings be upon you all.
Thank you.
So sweet. How is everyone else doing? I see the Arana Lion girls, the Marquez kids. Welcome to you. I see some big kids too. Today, we are going to talk about Simon. He is one of Jesus's friends. And actually, Jesus changed his name to Peter. Anyone around in here named Peter, or anyone have a middle name named Peter? Or anyone have a friend named Peter? No? How about, does anyone know what Peter means? I'm going to say it in Spanish, because those of you that speak Spanish maybe will know. Do you know what the word piedra means?
Rock.
Yes. Peter is the rock. Now, if you think about a rock, you think about something that is strong, right? A rock is strong. If you throw it, it may hit a window, right? Or if you put it, you could stand on it, it's so strong. Well, Peter, Jesus' friend, is called the rock. And Jesus says he's going to build the church on Peter. Now, how would that work? If I was Peter, but I just put a church on my head, do you think that's what Jesus means? That would be kind of silly. No, I see Benicia saying, no, that's not right. No, but Peter was the one that was going to have to start churches. So like this church where I am, all of you together, Peter started churches like this. Peter was the rock on which the church started. But Peter still messes up, because in a little while later, if we keep reading in the Bible, we hear that Peter denies Jesus. Do you know what that word means, denies? It means that Peter said he didn't know Jesus. Even though he was one of Jesus' best friends, he said, nope, I don't know him. So this rock, this friend that Jesus chose to build the church on, even messed up. So while we may remember Peter as the rock, we really need to remember Jesus as our rock, because Jesus is the one that even when we mess up, even when we want to deny Jesus or say we don't know him or act like we don't know him, Jesus is our rock and keeps reminding us of God's love for us. So Peter may have been the one that was called the rock and on which the church was built, but Jesus is our rock. And he gives us what we need. Remember that always. Jesus is our rock, our stronghold, the one who gives us everything. Let us pray. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for this day.
Thank you for this day.
And thank you for Peter.
Thank you for Peter.
The rock.
The rock.
La piedra. Who helps us remember that Jesus is our rock.
And he loves us.
And he shows us how to be that rock.
In all the world.
In his name. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, kids. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 16th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now, when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. And the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace and peace to you from God, our Creator, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It's amazing how when you take the camera a little bit further away, I feel so far away from you. So I think I'm going to have to bring it closer just for this, so excuse me. So last week, I asked you what makes you feel welcome here on Zoom, or what made you first feel so welcome at Christ Lutheran Church in Glenside, Pennsylvania. And one member said it was the people and the message that made her feel welcome. Another said, that's simple, Jesus. The people and the message actually also lead us to Jesus. So Jesus is the answer. That's what I always tell the kids, because it is true. Jesus. And today in our gospel reading, we hear Jesus asking Peter, who do you say that I am? Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. But who do you say that I am? Jesus asks. And Peter responds, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Essentially, Peter is saying to Jesus, you are Jesus. And Jesus loves that response. He praises Peter. He tells him he'll build his church on him. But what does that even mean? You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. You are Jesus. If I ask you today, who is Jesus? What would you say? Like Peter, we could correctly say, Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. But what does that mean? Some may go further and say, well, Jesus is my personal Savior. But that just seems to make it all about me. What about my neighbor? So perhaps a better response to who is Jesus would be Jesus is the one who comes to us and shows us who God is and how we are supposed to be in the world. But maybe you're still not so sure what that means. Or like me, you question, how are we supposed to live that out? Especially today, when it seems it's all about me and what I need, not about Jesus and what Jesus needs. So we turn to Romans, our first reading from the day. And we hear once again the message version of the Bible that Eugene Peterson wrote. And as an aside, I am loving this translation these days, because Eugene has a knack for translating the Bible into words that we can understand, and yet still remains true to the original text, especially the words of Paul, because so often he uses big, long words, and it can be confusing. So today, in his letter to the Romans, Paul let's not get stuck on pitting one against the other, Paul tells us. There's so much of that right now, isn't there? Enough to make us sick and tired of politics and people and human interaction in general, because it's almost always about how the other one is wrong or how the other slighted us and how we are better. There's not a lot of room for how to love the neighbor. So instead of the current culture, we are to focus on God. God brings out the best in us. And let's focus on the good that God calls us to do. For as Paul further states to the Romans, the only accurate way to understand ourselves is by what God is and by what he does for us, not by what we are and what we do for him. You know that famous verse from John 3:16? For God so loved the world that God sent God's only Son. And then it goes even further in verse 17. God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. God gave us Jesus, and Jesus shows us the way to live, to care for the orphan, the widow, and the stranger among us, to love those no one else wants to love. And Paul continues, let's just go ahead and be what we were made to be, without enviously or pridefully comparing ourselves with each other, or trying to be something we aren't. Let's just go ahead and be what we were made to be. Let's just be children of God, is what Paul is saying. And then he goes on further. If you preach, just preach God's message, nothing else. God's message is one of love, not hate, not division. There's no pitting one against the other. And if you help, just help. Don't take over. We don't have to always be the boss. We can just help one another. No questions asked and not expecting anything in return. And Paul continues, if you teach, stick to your teaching. If you give encouraging guidance, be careful that you don't get bossy. If you're put in charge, don't manipulate. If you're called to give aid to people in distress, keep your eyes open and be quick to respond. If you work with the disadvantaged, don't let yourself get irritated with them or depressed by them. Keep a smile on your face. This is great advice that Paul gives us, advice we need to follow, but nonetheless, advice that we often have a hard time following. We get stuck in the current culture and what will make ourselves feel good or look good, and we forget to look out for our neighbor. So who do you say that I am? Jesus asks us. And we, like Peter, respond, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God, but more importantly, you are Jesus, the one who shows us how to live, how to be, and how to love. Jesus shows us how to be the gospel, how to help and not take over, how to stick to our teaching of love and light and peace. And when we forget what Jesus calls us to do, when we forget who Jesus is, we fall on our knees and we pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And we look to Jesus, for in the end, the answer is simple. It's Jesus. It always was and always will be about Jesus. Thanks be to God. Gracias al Señor. Amen. Our hymn of the day this morning is we all are one in mission.
To witness in God's name, our name.
Amen. We now offer up our prayers to God. Remember that there will be a time during the prayers where you may unmute yourselves and lift up your prayers for all to hear. Confident of your care and helped by the Holy Spirit, we pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Lord, our rock, you are our foundation in Jesus Christ, your Son, whom we confess as the living God. Prepare your church for its mission in bearing witness to Christ, both here at home and throughout the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You call forth praises from the far reaches of the universe to the smallest of creatures. Join our songs to theirs, that a spirit of praise and thanksgiving will arouse us to cherish this wondrous home you give us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. All the kings of the earth shall praise you, O Lord. Direct the leaders of countries, legislators and magistrates, mayors and councils to walk in your ways. Help leaders regard those in need with mercy and fulfill your loving purpose in the governance of peoples. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You care for all who are sick or suffering. Bring relief to all afflicted with the coronavirus and all those isolated or alone. Strengthen caregivers, health workers, and all whose work ensures the safety and well-being of others. Console, heal, and nourish all in need this day, especially those we name before you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You call us into this community in which we, though many, are one in Christ. May we recognize in ourselves and in one another the unique gifts you have given us for the building up of the church for the sake of the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For what else shall we pray? Lord, in your mercy, hear our
prayer.
You are the everlasting rock from which we were hewn, and you restore your people to joy and gladness. In blessed memory and hope, we thank you for the lives of our beloved dead. Bring us with them to our heavenly home. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In the certain hope that nothing can separate us from your love, we offer these prayers to you through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. At this time, you may get your offering ready to mail to Christ or go to our website, ChristLutheranRDG.org, and donate from our homepage via Venmo or PayPal. Please note that your offering helps us continue to be disciples of Christ within our community and beyond.
Thank you.
And now together let us pray. Merciful God, our ordinary gifts seem small for such a celebration, but you make of them an abundance, just as you do with our lives. Give us strength for service in your name, through the hope of the risen Christ. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our sending hymn is My Hope is Built on Nothing Less. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. No merit of my own I claim, but only in one Jesus' name, on Christ the solid rock. May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing, so that we may be disciples of Christ within our community and beyond, through the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And the God of all grace bless us now and forever. En el nombre del Padre, y del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo. Amen. Go forth into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God. Gracias al Señor. God bless you this week. Our service is ended. Join us again next week, same place, same time. Thanks be to God. Amen.